Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Arnold Sampson, author of the book Dust Off, Recollections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot, at the bottom of the hour, and your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We have all the longevity products up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also just get your longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will talk to Arnold Sampson, author of the book Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye, Recollections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot, at the bottom of the hour. All right, I want to continue talking about this really fascinating, hopefully you guys think it's as fascinating as I do, element, sulfur, plays a major role in the body. It only makes a very tiny percentage of our body's composition. About 0.2% of the body is made up of sulfur. It really plays an outsized role in terms of its biochemical functionality. Most of the sulfur in our bodies comes in the form of high-protein foods, particularly in the form of an amino acid that we talked a little bit about last week, methionine. Methionine kind of gets a bad rap. A lot of vegetarians are down on methionine. Methionine being converted into homocysteine. Nonetheless, methionine is a major building amino acid. It plays a very important role in growth and repair. It could be helpful for bone building, for osteoporosis, for women especially who are interested in building bone and they're on estrogen. There's a lot better ways to build bone than to get on estrogen. By the way, I did a Zoom call with my friend Becca on estrogen and things you could do to protect yourself from estrogen and things you could do to support estrogen. That'll be up on Rumble. If you go to the Rumble website, Rumble is like a YouTube that doesn't censor. We got censored off YouTube, so we had to move to Rumble. If you go to Rumble and look up Critical Health News, the site Critical Health News, you'll see my you'll get a bunch of stuff from Longevity. Becca does Zoom calls with Dr. Wallach every week or every other week. They're all up on the Critical Health News site, and then my once a month conversations with Becca are also on the Rumble site, criticalhealthnews.com. Today we talked about estrogen, and we were talking about how a lot of women are taking HRT, hormone replacement therapy, estrogen, because they are under the illusion, and their doctors are under the illusion, or under the misimpression, we'll say, that estrogen is somehow the way to build bones. Estrogen is a problematic hormone, as important as it is, and there's a lot better ways to build bone. Vitamin C is more important for building bone than estrogen. Protein and collagen are more important for building bone than estrogen. And methionine is more important for building bone than estrogen. In fact, one of the signs of methionine deficiency is osteoporosis and decreased bone mineral density. Older folks need more methionine. Bodybuilders and athletes need more methionine. Methionine is just really, really important amino acid. And the fact that we don't suffer from methionine deficiencies kind of tricks us into thinking it's not that important, but it really is quite important. It's also been used to treat arthritis, as we talked about last week. The key to the methionine molecule is the element sulfur. I call sulfur oxygen light because it has the same electrical properties, similar electrical properties as oxygen, but it's not as intense as oxygen. Like oxygen, sulfur's electrical nature makes it potentially toxic. Oxygen can be potentially toxic. And also like oxygen, there are organisms that have learned to survive, really thrive, on sulfur. Even though it's potentially dangerous and potentially deadly even, there are organisms that have figured out how to survive on oxygen and on sulfur and obviously on oxygen. Oxygen is important for life on Earth. And in fact, most of us human beings would be smart to get more oxygen into our systems through intelligent and strategic breathing practices. YouTube Wim Hof. You guys have probably heard of Wim Hof. They call him the Iceman. But I think of him as the breathing man. Google YouTube Wim Hof breathing if you want to experience the power of oxygen for brain health, for energy, for immune health, for strength. Wim Hof actually has a breathing protocol. You get this right on YouTube. That is so effective at oxygenating that when you're done with this breathing protocol, you can do a lot more push-ups than you ordinarily could do. You can do up to double the push-ups you could ordinarily do while holding your breath. You do this Wim Hof breathing, and then you hold your breath, and you do your push-ups, and it is amazing how much stronger you are after doing this Wim Hof breathing, and you're holding your breath. I doubled my push-ups. I could ordinarily do about 15 to 20 push-ups. I did almost 40 push-ups holding my breath after doing Wim Hof breathing for probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. His oxygenating protocol is really, really amazing. You can exercise without breathing for a couple minutes anyway. You can exercise for a couple minutes without breathing. Eventually, obviously, you have to breathe. But it's really amazing that you can do this Wim Hof breathing protocol and then stop breathing and work out. And that's because when you stop, after the Wim Hof protocol, when you stop breathing, you're actually breathing internally. You actually go into a biochemical state called alkalosis. And this alkalosis state is like an internal way of oxygenating. We talked about alkaline and acid a couple months ago on the Bright Side. And the whole idea of this alkalosis that is induced by the Wim Hof breathing is it allows you to utilize oxygen much more effectively. So much more effectively that you don't even need to breathe, at least for a couple minutes. As far as sulfur goes, not only were there organisms that breathed sulfur the way we breathe oxygen, pre-oxygen, billions of years ago, before there was any oxygen, but even today there's organisms that live in areas with little oxygen, with very little oxygen, with basically in underwater vents, geothermal vents. There are organisms that live in these vents, and there's no oxygen available to them, but there's sulfur. And they use sulfur like we use oxygen. They're sulfophilic. That is, they're sulfur-loving creatures. Bacteria, as well as more complex organisms, worms, clams, mussels, even fish. They're sulfophilic fish that live in these geothermal vents. So, in addition to oxygen, humans need sulfur also. We need sulfur for detoxification. We need it for electrification. We need it for the structure of the body. Most proteins in the body have an element of sulfur. Not all of them, but most of them. And most protein-containing foods will have sulfur in them as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And we'll talk to Arnold Sampson at the bottom of the hour. Dust Off, author of the book Dust Off, Recollections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to talk about sulfur, methionine, or really if you want to talk about anything to do with health, if you were on our call today that I did with Becca, Ben and BeccaZoom.com for future reference. And it's also the conversations that we have are also up on Rumble. If you want to talk about that, we'd love to do that. In the meantime, we'll continue talking about sulfur. We talked about estrogen today, and there's a relationship, by the way, between estrogen and sulfur. Estrogen has kind of a... Estrogen is obviously important stuff. Estrogen's main role in the body is to help babies help grow a baby inside the womb. And estrogen also plays other roles. It's involved in immunity, and sometimes it's involved in autoimmunity as well. Do you know 9 out of 10 autoimmune patients, or 8 out of 10, a lot of them, 80% or 90% of autoimmune patients are women. And 90% of fibromyalgia patients are women. And 100% of endometriosis patients are women. And all what do all these horrible health challenges have in common? Estrogen. Hypothyroidism largely affects women. Depression largely affects women. Certainly menstrual and menopausal issues largely only affect women. And all of these have in common the hormone estrogen. And getting rid of estrogen is a really, really important longevity-inducing health strategy, not just for women, but also for men. Estrogen is involved in prostate health challenges. Folks who are dealing with prostate issues, chances are pretty good your estrogen is off, guys. As guys get older, their estrogen gets thrown off because of body fat. Estrogen is always made in body fat, and the more body fat you're carrying, the more estrogen you are making. That's for men and women. That means women, as long as you have body fat, you're making estrogen. Interestingly, another hormone that balances out estrogen, progesterone, you're not making that. The progesterone is not made in body fat. Estrogen is. So as women get older, they're still making estrogen. So estrogen can wreak havoc on health, as important as it is, of course, for femininity and also for growing a baby and also for the immune system. Estrogen clearance is just as important as making sure that your estrogen levels are where they need to be. So for women who are on hormone replacement therapy, you may want to focus on clearing out estrogen. Estrogen is cleared out in the bowels. Estrogen is cleared out by bacteria that live in the intestine called the estrobilome, E-S-T-R-O-B-O-L-O-M-E. We're going to talk about that coming up on the Bright Side, one of our future Bright Side episodes, because that's something nobody or very few people have heard of, the estrobilome. Estrobilome is a complex of bacteria that live in the intestine that process estrogen. And the element sulfur also plays a very important role in the detoxification of estrogen. In fact, one of sulfur's most important roles is detoxification via a process called sulfation that occurs in the liver. So making sure you're getting enough sulfur, whether it's in the form of methionine or, as we'll talk about later, taurine or cysteine, the other amino acids that contain sulfur, or whether you're getting your sulfur from beans or for beef, or whether you're getting your sulfur from the pretty much the only sulfur supplement that is readily available. I'm pretty sure it's the only sulfur supplement, and that is, of course, MSM. I love this stuff. Not only is MSM a natural form of sulfur, easy for the body to process form of sulfur, but it's also completely non-toxic. That's amazing. You have a nutritional supplement that has all the wonderful benefits of sulfur for building and for detoxification and for helping the body clear out estrogen, and it's completely non-toxic. That's amazing. The electrical properties of sulfur are available to us through the supplement MSM, which, by the way, Longevity has a great MSM, and Longevity uses MSM in the glucogel and in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It's just and it's cheap on top of everything else. It's non-toxic, it's cheap, and it's an incredibly valuable source of sulfur. And guess what else sulfur is important for? This is really interesting. You may have heard this week that Bruce Willis, the actor Bruce Willis, was diagnosed with frontocerebral dementia. Frontocerebral dementia is dementia that affects the front of your brain. Alzheimer's disease is a dementia that affects a little bit to the back of the brain, I imagine, somewhere in a little bit behind where your prefrontal cortex is. And then Parkinson's dementia, or Lewy body dementia, affect the brain in another area. The point of Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's dementia and frontotemporal dementia and Alzheimer's dementia, it doesn't matter that they're in different parts of the brain. What matters is that the brain is deteriorating. It's the dementia part, not the Lewy body part or the Alzheimer's part. It's the dementia part that is relevant when you're dealing with a dementia. It's not like you can treat the brain differently when you have Alzheimer's disease as when you have Lewy body dementia and expect to get different results. It's the same thing. Your brain's falling apart. your brain is deteriorating. Dementia means your brain is literally deteriorating. It doesn't matter what part of the brain. What does it have to do with sulfur? Well, apparently, according to Johns Hopkins anyway, sulfur in the form of something called hydrogen sulfide may actually be protective against dementias. Hydrogen sulfide is farts. Okay, it's not exactly, but that's the gas that makes it smell. It's a rotten egg smell. Hydrogen sulfide is bacteria in our intestine will make this hydrogen sulfide and we'll smell it offensively, or we'll make others smell it offensively, or you'll also get hydrogen sulfide just from rotten eggs. Well, it turns out hydrogen sulfide is a brain it's a body chemical, not just a brain chemical, that's involved in vasodilation, in the opening up of blood vessels. Hydrogen sulfide in the brain decreases. Hydrogen sulfide levels in the brain decrease in when patients get older and when they have Alzheimer's disease. How's that for an interesting health tidbit? MSM and methionine and cysteine and taurine can help guard against Alzheimer's dementia or any kind of dementia. Speaking of dementia, Alzheimer's disease driven by diet. Scientists suggest sugar cravings fuel dementia. It's from the University of Colorado, from the Anschutz Medical Center. They must have heard me talking 20 years ago, because I've been saying that for decades, that Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. It's a blood sugar issue. We just talked about how hydrogen sulfide and vasodilation, the opening of blood vessels, is important for improving oxygenation to the brain, to improve blood flow to the brain. Brain and the heart use more blood, are responsible for more, or use more blood and use more oxygen than any other parts of the body. Well, it turns out that when you eat lots of sugar, your blood vessels become damaged. When your blood vessels become damaged, your brain does not become oxygenated. This damage that blood, that sugar, a damaging chemical reaction that sugar has with blood vessels is called glycation. You probably heard that term, glycation. Glycation, due to excess sugar and poor insulin control, is also responsible for blindness, probably the leading cause of blindness, leading cause of eye disease, leading cause of cataracts, leading cause of amputations, leading cause of peripheral neuropathy. All these are sugar and insulin issues. Also, it should come as no surprise that dementia is also at least partially caused by issues with sugar. And I've been calling Alzheimer's disease type 3 diabetes for decades, and now the folks at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Center agree. Alright, there's so many different ways that we can stay healthy, and none of them have anything to do with prescription drugs. None of them. If you're on a prescription drug, there is probably a good nutritional strategy that you can use. And if you're on a prescription drug, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to get off it. Alright, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Arnold Sampson, coming up next, we're going to talk about his book, Confessions or Stories of a Medical
Pharmacist. Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Former President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at home. The Carter Center said in a statement that he will no longer seek additional medical intervention with full support from his family and medical team. Former President Trump is heading to Ohio.
In a posting to his social media site, Truth Social, former President Trump said he's going to make a trip to East Palestine, Ohio next week. It's the site of a train derailment that led to a massive fire and evacuations of the town. Trump said he's making the trip because the residents of East Palestine are great people who need help now.
The U.S. response to a recent Chinese surveillance balloon is being called hysterical. That's according to top Chinese diplomat Wang Yi at the annual Munich Security Conference. He reiterated that the balloon that was shot down was an unmanned civilian airship that had blown off course, and the belief that the craft was made for surveillance was absurd. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a program or share a topic with a friend or loved one. You'll also find all the longevity products up on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, my blog, and our news stories and blog posts and videos. And interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You've got three websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com to purchase your longevity products off of, or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and really help change lives at a basic and fundamental level, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866 735-2470. Also, want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compound and pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, skin diseases like psoriasis or acne or eczema, skin traumas, prevention of scarring from post-traumatized skin, post-surgery skin. Also for just treating plain old dry skin and aging skin, all our True Skin Health products were formulated by prescription by myself originally. What I found out was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. So I just turned my prescription products and prescription formulations into over-the-counter formulations, which are available to you. Prescription-strength products without a prescription. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring super high concentrations of lipophilic, fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, ionic plant-derived minerals, and alpha and beta hydroxy acids, glycogen, and hyaluronic acid, all kinds of good stuff, all biogenic, all recognized by your skin, all effective, and all gentle and non-toxic. Check out all our True Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Arnold Sampson is the author of the book Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye, Reflections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot. You don't hear too much about Vietnam these days. I remember when I was growing up, everybody's talking about Vietnam. I was a little too young to be drafted, but I remember it was a big thing up until about 1975. And Arnold has a very interesting story to tell about being a medical evacuation pilot in Vietnam. His book is Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye, Reflections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Arnold Sampson. Hello, Arnold.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you, and thank you so much for writing the book. Now, you don't look old enough to have been in Vietnam, so you must have been very young when you went. Were you like 18? Were you a young kid?
Actually, I was a little older than the average person because I'd finished college, and I had gone to grad school for a year, and before reporting to active duty, I was commissioned as an officer when I graduated from college.
I see.
But I went to grad school for a year, so I was kind of an old codger. I was a year or two older than average.
Okay, and you went right into battle from being in school. You went right to Vietnam.
Actually, then I went to when I reported to active duty. I then there's the 2 month period where most newly reporting officers are given a familiarization visit to their unit, their branch school, and from there I went to flight school, and that was an 8 month training period, and from there directly to Vietnam.
Okay, now were you raised in like a basic middle class standard American kind of lifestyle? And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Baltimore City, and I thought I was standard, average American,
ordinary
Joe. That's what I thought, yeah.
So I want you to put us into young Arnold Sampson's head, coming from Baltimore City and college and you know, clean-cut, all-American, nice cars and nice food and everything all beautiful, to going into battle in Vietnam. What went through your head the minute that happened, the minute you saw where you were headed, or dawned on you where you were headed?
Well, the first thing was that I realized that Vietnam was a special place in terms of temperature. It was very hot, and I should have known because it was Southeast Asia, but I didn't know. Then I realized, with everybody having a gun, that this
everybody, literally everybody, 10-year-old kids,
everybody had a gun. So it was quite real, and
your life was on the line every moment. Your life was on the line every moment.
The truth is, anyone who set foot in the country was at risk of being harmed because it was not a well-defined battlefield, battlefront. Instead, it was mixed. The instances of terror, instances of hostility were anywhere that a person who was representing North Vietnam could supplant themselves, and after that, then so anywhere you were, you could be harmed.
Wow! If you weren't harmed, you could be captured too. Even if you weren't harmed, you could be captured.
You could be captured. It was probably more convenient in some parts of the country, like where we come into the country, you know, near Saigon, it was probably more convenient to just injure or kill than take captives. But when you get further into the country, into the bush, we could call it, the jungle, or maybe into the field, being captured and kept as a prisoner of war was you know, much more possible.
So you have a psychology degree. You got a bachelor's and a master's in psychology. From a psychological perspective, how does a human being handle that? Do you compartmentalize? Do you just live for the moment? Do you just focus on your mission? What do you get spiritual? How do you, from a psychological perspective, how do you handle that?
I frankly quickly decided that I would take one day at a time, and I would. And it's probably, I became the king of denial, and I think a lot of us did. We felt like it might not happen to us, it'll happen to the other guy. Hopefully to no one, but if something bad happens, it's going to be the other guy. And so yeah. Denial was a major influence in what we were doing, because no one wanted to be hurt, and the concept of being hurt ourselves was something we wanted to downplay.
Now, you were a medevac pilot, so you saw a lot of injuries, a lot of combat injuries.
I did.
So how do you deal with that? To see the vulnerability of humans and of our bodies. I imagine you saw parts, right. Body parts, and the inside the bodies. How do you deal with that kind of vulnerability?
Well, you just accept that. You had this was just, the task before you was to I want to own my actions. I accepted that the task before me was to be part of a crew, a rather dynamic crew, whose job it was to transport, extract, pick up, and transport people who were injured, wounded, sometimes dying. Occasionally just really ill, to a medical facility.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to get inside your head when you're on the helicopter observing this kind of stuff, right? Arnold Sampson's with us. His book, Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more of Arnold Sampson right after this break. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Arnold Sampson, author of the book Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye, Recollections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot. So you're on these helicopters medically evacuating folks, and you must be seeing the most horrific things. How do you deal? How do you deal with that kind of vulnerability or that kind of
Truth horror? Is, you at some point, Ben, you put the other person's life ahead of your own. That's the first thing. And there, as I mentioned, denial. You've got to assume, you've got to hope that it won't happen to you. If you have a higher power, you ask the higher power to look out for you. But as a pilot, so you'll know, the medevac aircraft consisted of a four-man crew, a crew chief who took care of the aircraft to make sure it was in good operating condition, a medic who was usually the MOS, the military occupational specialty, was 91B, I think it is, or 91C, and two pilots whose MOS, military occupational specialties, was 1981. Of the two, one was an aircraft commander and the other one was called a pilot. Some units call them the Peter pilot, which is cute. Not my unit, but same difference, though, pilot. The aircraft commander was in control of the unit, was in control of the mission. His job was to take the aircraft from the heliport where it was stationed, go out to the coordinates assigned to, given to him by his control, radio control telephone operator, and then finding the wounded parties or people, getting them aboard would be the job of the crew chief and the medic, and then overseeing a flight to the nearest medical facility and then back to the heliport that we departed from. Most of the time, the pilots were sitting looking forward. We didn't spend a lot of time looking back as the medics did their incredible, magical work. We just looked forward because we wanted, if we were hit, we wanted to know, we wanted to be able to instantly take the controls away from the pilot who was injured or wounded. And then we also were looking for any issues or threats that we saw on the ground that might be a last-minute indication that we're about to take fire. Go ahead, Ben, please.
I was going to say, did your experience with all this make you feel like you were doing something noble, or did it make war repulsive?
Eventually, for me, it made war repulsive. But repulsion or not, the job had to be done. The job had gratification because we really were saving lives.
My job. You were an unusual soldier. But, you were an unusual soldier in that you were saving lives. Most soldiers are taking lives.
True that. That is true. And I'm glad you said that because the medevac aircraft we flew had a Red Cross on the nose and on the doors and the back and the side. And the truth is, we didn't have any mounted weaponry on the aircraft. We flew unarmed. We had our personal weapons, which was a pistol. And in our case, we also had a rifle, an M16 rifle, that we hung on the seats of our aircraft in case we went down and had to fend for ourselves in the field, which would tend to be the jungle in our case. But we had no machine guns, we had no rockets, we had no grenade launchers, none of that. And so we were flying with a wing and a prayer.
Wow. Did you ever find yourself in the middle of the jungle, like where there were no, it was all natural life, where there were no people, you're just in the middle of the jungle by yourself?
The truth is, if we landed, I mean, I'm blessed to say that when we landed, we were landing we were there for troops who had been wounded, and we were picking somebody up. On occasion, though, we could not land, and occasionally we'd have to hover, sometimes as many as 100 or 200 feet in the air, and drop a cable down called a hoist. We were called hoist missions. We were sitting stock still in the air, over the trees.
Wow!
And we would drop this jungle penetrator down, and the unit on the ground would strap their wounded man onto that. On that cable, and we'd lift them up, and after that, the medic would begin to do his job. That was an interesting part because we were loud and big and easy to see.
So when I see that, you know, the beginning of MASH, when I see that, is that what you were what we're talking about here?
That was where in the beginning of MASH, as I recall it, the helicopter was coming into.
Yeah.
The medical facility and the people
incoming.
On the pad waiting, incoming with the orderlies on the pad.
Yeah, that's right.
And a gurney to load the wounded person on to rush them into the emergency room to begin to administer medical care.
That would have been you. That would have been
well,
you.
I was the one flying the helicopter.
No, you wouldn't have been you would have been the guy flying the helicopter.
That helicopter was a Model 34, typically. It looked like a big grasshopper.
The one in MASH?
We flew Hueys. And because of our critical mission, we flew a UH-1, that means a Huey, UH-1H model, which was a very powerful model of the Huey, because we wanted to be able to lift people from the ground, and maybe several people, and do so securely, and we have to hover and time in very, very thin heated air, and so we had what at the time was the most powerful version of the Huey. Earlier models were the B model, it was the C model, but we flew. I was blessed to fly an H model.
All right, so I only have a couple minutes, and I kind of got sidetracked because your story is so fascinating. But what I want to know is, how did this experience affect you after the war? What kind of person were you? Did it make you a better person? Did you come back, for lack of a better word, with PTSD or, you know, messed up? Or did it make you stronger? Did you feel like you had done some good? How did it affect your life moving forward when you came back?
Well, to be truthful, when I got back, I was unaware of this, but I was still counting my fingers and toes. I thought to myself, am I really back? Am I imagining that I'm back, or am I really back? I mean, there were moments when I thought that I could actually have been laying in a hospital in Japan with part of my foot blown off. I mean, I could have that could have been reality, and I could have been dreaming that I was back. And eventually, I accepted that I really had survived the experience, and so back then, it was 1970, they didn't call it PTSD. They were still thinking of it being something like
shell shock,
battle fatigue, or shell shocked. Exactly. In time, the military, to their credit, began to realize that the experience of being in a war zone, being shot at, and being away from familiar surrounds, and being in peril day and night, did leave its mark on us and traumatized us, and they began to call it post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I had it. We all had it, I think. I don't know that very many soldiers who came home from any of these wars did not have what we now call PTSD, but it wasn't recognized or labeled as such.
Wow. And then what, you know, you are in a real war, obviously, but life has got a kind of warlike aspect to it. What did you learn and what would you want people to know about dealing with life based on your experiences?
Well, one thing I learned was, despite any fear about my safety or the safety of my crew, we still had to perform. I learned that. I learned that, therefore, you can pretty much do anything you want to do despite the odds, despite the pressures, despite the challenges. I did learn that. I wasn't sure of it. In fact, I can't tell you now that I assumed that I would be coming home. There was a point there. In fact, along the way of my tour, I purchased a small camera from the post exchange, the PX. But then I realized, I tried to take a few photos when we were sitting on the ground. I tried to take a few photos, but I shortly thereafter put the camera down and said, how dare me assume that I'm going to get home to see these pictures
wow.
developed.
Oh,
you know, this
gosh.
Is like, you know, looking in God's eye and saying, I know I'm getting home. No, I didn't. And I stopped
wow.
taking photos. I just thought it was just too, I was too disrespectful.
God's
will be done.
We're out of time, brother. Thank you so much for everything, for your work, and for the book as well. Dust Off, More Than Met the Eye, Recollections of a Vietnam Medevac Pilot, Arnold Sampson, Jr. Thanks, Arnold, for being on the bright side.
Thank you, Ben. Take care now.
And that's all the time we have for this evening. Thanks for listening to the bright side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.